MyMac Podcast 975, iPad Air Apparent.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the MyMac Podcast. It's great to be back. Or was I ever gone? I don't know. Anyway, Some say it was going to be the longest Apple event ever. I don't think many said that, but some did say it. But it turns out it was just under 40 minutes, probably closer to 35 if you take off that fancy intro. So what's the takeaway? Well, guy, size matters. Pencil's gone pro, and iPad gets first dibs on chips. Difficult to say that is, tell you. First dib on chips. How are you, guy?
Oh, my God. So much has happened over the past week. And you lucky people and guests, I'm going to tell you all about it. Are you excited?
I'm so looking forward to it, says everybody out there with glee and enthusiasm.
So much. So very, very much. And it doesn't end here. It doesn't end here, Gaz. All right. I spent a good part of last week's whatever spare time I had trying to come up with a theme for my wedding speech at Peter and Liza's wedding next month. Finally found one. And once it was done, the speech practically wrote itself. And no, I did not use AI. It was pure guy. Pure guy magic. Those poor people at the wedding, they're in for a treat.
Personally, I think you should actually try it just to see what sort of speech it comes up with and how close it is to yours.
I will send it to you. I'm not gonna you mean try it in AI and see how that comes up? I don't know. I'll send it to you. You can read it over. And if you think that AI could come up with anything like this, you let me know. Now, the other thing, and it finally culminated yesterday on Saturday, which is why we didn't record yesterday. And that is, I finally got a different car. Now, I know I've been kind of talking about this off and on for a little bit. The Kia Soul that I had, which I loved that little car. My wife didn't because she said it was underpowered, which that's true. It is underpowered. But I did, you know, I'm 6'6", and any car I fit in is a good car in my eyes. That's exactly how that works. But with everything that's happened over the last year, there were certain things that I needed in order to drive more comfortably. And that included, of course, CarPlay, which is a given for any car I buy now. Blind spot monitoring, okay? Very, very important for, there's a good reason why it's so important, but it just doesn't, I just can't see what it is off the top of my head right now.
Yeah. Wink, wink. Mind you.
Well, hold on. Wink, wink.
Hang on. Which, you could wink with the right eye and still keep a very close eye on people as far as
I could. I very well could. It would change nothing.
Nothing.
Not at all. And the other thing that I was kind of looking for, and I haven't tried it yet, was assistive cruise control. And if you don't know what that is, you set a speed. And as your car is going down the road, if you're coming up behind another car, it automatically slows the car down and keeps you a certain car length behind whatever's in front of you. And if when you go to the next lane to pass or whatever, the speed goes back up to where you set it to. So those were the three things that I wanted. And I finally decided on a Mazda CX-5.
Did you not want a steering wheel?
No. You're still steering.
Sometimes they just things just fly go, over your head, don't they?
Way over my
they
head.
Just fly over your head.
But only with assistive cruise control.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't even make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Anyway,
the
car I decided on was a Mazda CX-5. And I actually found one on Wednesday that kind of fit the build. but it was sold before I could go see it. But I did talk to the salesman at that dealership, which we're not going to mention the name of for reasons. We had that discussion with Carl earlier. So I went to the sister dealership and I saw one that they had recommended, and it was very, very nice. And I said I would buy it, and it only took 5 hours to get it done. And oh, this no. is all it's on crazy, anyone isn't who's it? It's ridiculous. This is done on purpose at car dealerships here in the US because there are things that they want you to buy that's extra.
They do the same in the
UK. Pure profit for them.
They do the same in the UK.
Okay. And the longer they keep you, they're trying to wear you down.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how many times you say, no, I don't want that. No, I don't want that either. No, I don't want that. It's like, well, is it about the payments? It's like, no. I got this on a previous car and it was crap. It didn't work the way I was assured it was going to work. And so now I'm telling you, I don't want it. Don't. It's things like, you know, extra warranties, something that they call cap, which is if the car, you crash your car, the amount that the insurance company will give you versus what you still owe on the car is the cap. And so what this does is you crash your car, they pay the difference.
But I'm not sure. We have something over here called gap insurance, but I think that might be different if you've... I think that might be it. I think they call it gap insurance.
Maybe gap is what it is instead of cap. And there's also things like, oh, well, we're going to give you this stuff that will keep the leather in your car just looking beautifully. And by the time you add all of this stuff up, and there's like three or four others that are involved in this... By the time you add all of this up, your car payment, my car payment, which is like around $400 a month, went up to $575 a month. If I had gotten all of that, but I sat there in the office and they had like a desk sized monitor that laid flat so that they could, spin it around and you can sign it digitally and all that. It was really kind of cool. But every single time it's like, no, I don't want that. And then whoever the finance guy that's in front of me is like, oh, well, it'll do this, this, and this. I said, no, I don't want it. And then the next person comes in. So you don't want this, but it'll do this, this, and this. Like, God darn it. Ooh, almost said a bad word there. Just stop trying to sell me this crap. I'm buying the flipping car. That's all I want from you is the car. And finally got that all done. Of course, I didn't get as much for my car as I wanted because that's how things work.
Yeah.
Well, and again, to be fair, it's a two-owner car with 105,000 miles on it. So it's like, okay, all right. So you're not going to give me $15 million for it. I get that. But the fact
I'm glad you got it done eventually. Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah. Cool. Well, it feels like it's taking that long to get audio sorted out on this Mac at the moment because Rogue Amoeba and Apple, can you pull your finger out for heaven's sake? I mean, the backwards and forwards, and I go into audio MIDI and I try and set black hole up and that doesn't work. And then I try something else and that doesn't work. It should be so much easier than this. Anyway. And it used to be a lot easier. So the rant, I know what Carl's saying at the moment. Just come on my show. It's dead simple. It's through Discord. Do you know, we might have to try that. Anyway, I know you like to do the video. So putting all of that aside, because there was lots of great grindy teeth, both at Mac and Rogue Amoeba, and both of them equally culpable.
They are.
I'm actually having issues with my iPhone in bright light at the moment. And guess what, guy? Over here, believe it or not, it's summer, and we're getting some bright light. And it wants to dim the phone rather than staying at a brightness where I can actually see it. Yes, I have gone into the brightness settings and tried both the auto on and the auto off, and it still doesn't help. Okay, rant, Apple. Come on. Rubbish. Rubbish. This is not what I expect from Apple.
No. No.
One positive.
Tell me.
I was still having that issue with my desktop photos. Remember that? Remember all that time ago on my Mac? Well, I finally got so angry I decided to delete all of the folders albums out of the settings app and re-pull them in. Because I'd done a bit of searching and it said, oh, well, if you create a new desktop and then go to that new desktop but delete the old original desktop, that didn't help. I tried, there's all sorts of things. Anyway, I finally thought, right, I'm just going to reinsert all of the albums. It's working.
No.
Now, I'd done this before and it didn't work. But now it seems they've seemed to have got to a point where it seems to be working. So now my desktop picture's running exactly as they should. Boy, that took a long time to get there.
Do you know what this is the equivalent of? Windows, turn it on and off again.
Oh, just incredible.
You know?
I mean,
and there's a reason with Apple and the Mac, because it used to be super simple and everything worked. And honestly, we cannot say that anymore.
Not at all.
It's not simple, and stuff sometimes doesn't work.
And you don't very know why. Frustrating. Do you know, at least with Windows, you had a chance at trying to get it fixed.
Yeah, you get like some kind of error message. Well, let's see, that's an error code, 897, 567-5309, call Jenny. But now it's like, you get the same thing on the Mac. It's like, oh, well, that's error code, blah, 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 blah. It's like, well, what does that mean? Send it to Apple. Oh, yeah, because they'll get right back with us to let us know what's going on. And then you never hear anything back. When you send those error codes to Apple, send it to us and we'll make sure that someone looks at it. It's like, no, you don't. You don't look at it. Good God. Because the problems of a couple of podcasters that normally sing Apple's praises for hours on end for 15 freaking years, we don't matter.
Well, let's be honest. We don't, if we're honest.
No, we really don't.
However.
We matter as much as Tim's iPad sneakers. That's how much. Actually, his iPad sneakers mean more, Kaz. They do. Tim, people are talking about that. Nobody's talking about what we're saying.
Or wearing. And the finish of the rant is, obviously, because I couldn't get any of that working, I don't have my soundboard going. So we're straight into Gaz's snippets. Oh, you did it.
Yeah. Oh, right. Actually, there's one thing before you go there.
Ooh.
You're going to be very disappointed with me, Gaz.
Why? Oh, you've got a new penis. It looks like that from this angle. Oh, it's a new mic, everybody.
I broke down and I got the Rode NT1 Signature Series in blue.
In blue.
Did it? I just couldn't stop myself. Friggin' idiot that I am.
Yeah, you are.
But it's
okay.
Beautiful.
Anyway, you just sit and look at it.
Okay, hold on. All right.
Thank you. Right.
You're welcome.
We're there. Yeah, that wasn't my soundboard, everybody. That's Guy jumping in very kindly. Apparently, we don't do rumors in snippets, but I did this because it made me laugh. Apparently, Apple's first foldables is coming in 2025 and 2026. Is it coming in 2025 or is it coming in 2026?
The weird thing is, it's the Apple Pencil.
Well, no, one Apple foldable with a 20.3-inch display will apparently start production in late 2025.
Really? Is that what that rumor is? Oh my God! Does it fold into fourths? Is that why?
Just made me laugh. The whole piece makes a little bit of sense in what it's trying to say, but it just, you read the headline and then you read that first bit and it just makes me laugh. So, Polestar CEO open to letting Apple take over all of the screens with the next-gen CarPlay. We'll see, shall we?
That'll really work out for people that have Android. They'll be like, wait a second. My car doesn't show me crap. What am I doing? Just go out on top of your very expensive Polestar car. Now you go buy an iPhone and shut up.
Apple apparently are mulling over a potential partnership with Rivian guy. I tell you what, they just won't. Hang me now, says guy. Hang me now. I quite like the sound of this. Return to Monkey Island comes to Apple Arcade in June. Nice. I will get some of that action, I'll tell you. The new iPads won't include stickers in the box due to Apple's environmental goals.
Yeah, that's going to make such a difference. I like those stickers. I've got a ton of them.
Will you let me fit? Yes. But you don't use them for anything.
I take them out and look at them. There you go.
You look at stickers.
Pretty.
You play cards with them, do you?
Yeah, except everybody has the same hand.
You weirdo. Apparently.
I've got five of a kind. Oh, so do I.
Will you let me finish? Apparently, Apple Pencil Pro packaging is an inspiring piece of art.
Of course,
should
it is.
Be at that price. 25-year Apple design veteran announces departure. Johnny Ive's old team is almost entirely dissolved. Guy, no more Johnny. Well, if you had any input on the software, if you had any input on the software, I might be doing a bad job. Oh, that's Mr. Angry. Now I am becoming.
That's later.
Apparently, Apple has released iTunes for Windows 12.13.2 with support for the new iPads. I might go back to Windows because I liked iTunes.
Nope. Nope, didn't do it. Oh, there we go. There it is right there.
Yeah, it was doing it. It was doing it. Will you stop messing about with the...
Yes.
Things and the bubbles and the thumbs up and the parts, you know, it's just driving me crazy. It's driving us crazy. John Ternus is emerging as most likely successor to Tim Cook as Apple CEO.
That's no idea who that is.
That's according to Bloomberg. John Ternus, he's one of the, does it tell me who he is exactly? No, I've got to open it up. I can't believe it, but he's an Apple guy. He's obviously...
Oh, he works for Apple. That's convenient.
Logitech announces combo touch keyboard case for the M2 iPad Air and the M4 iPad Air. I like my Logitech combo touch keyboard and case and would recommend it to anyone. And that's why I'm mentioning it here. It's a lot cheaper than the Apple one as well. iPad Pro ad looks better in reverse. Hugh Grant and others criticize Apple. Before you say anything, just let me finish. Yeah. Apple apologizes for the tone-deaf ad that crushed human creativity to make an iPad. Apple apologizes for iPad ad criticized as destruction of the human experience. Apple crushes creativity in its reputation in new iPad ad. Apple apologizes for crush iPad Pro ad. Won't put it on TV. Now, folks, get a grip, for heaven's sake. Get a grip. You highfalutin, self-pretentious. I nearly said a rude word then.
Yeah.
It's an just... ad, right? Yeah. And, oh, my camera's gone for some reason. Let me switch over because you don't want to lose me when I'm just about to. Why my camera's gone, I don't know. Let's go to, all of my cameras have gone.
And what happened?
I don't know. It just disappeared, Guy. It just disappeared. I can't do anything.
Can't be Apple's fault. There you are.
No, I'm swapping to a different camera. Anyway, can't be Apple's fault. My fault. Just For heaven's sake, people, get a grip. It's an ad. I could see what they were trying to do. They made a bit of a boo-boo. They're trying to crush all your creativity, your fabulous creativity, into a very thin iPad. Get a grip.
That was it. That was all there. That's all it was about.
I just found crap. Moaning at Apple because of it. Just for, you know, for heaven's sake. Really? Really? Yeah. I just would just want to scream and shout at them an awful lot because they're idiots. And I'm going to change my camera back before I carry on because I just...
Will it let you?
I don't know. Here we go.
Yes. Here we go. Good.
Okay. Right. Ahead of the new iPads, Apple took 35.2% share of the worldwide tablet market in Q1. So put that in your pipes and smoke it, your...
Yeah, they sold five more than anybody else because that market's so big.
13-inch iPad Air features 20% brighter. I've got something quit on me. Brighter display than the 11-inch iPad Air. Well, is that because it's 2-inch bigger?
Maybe. This is going to be a whole lot about the iPads in the next section.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry. That's all I've got on it. After caretaker Tim Cook, who will be next Apple CEO?
Why did they call him caretaker?
Well, because when he came in, apparently he was just the caretaker CEO, wasn't he? But I don't think that was the case. I just found that headline.
Well, it's been 13 or 14 years now. How?
Just thinking.
Oh, I'm just holding the spot for the next person. Who's that? He hasn't been born yet. But when he is, and he gets up to the age of 21, my God, you'll see some big changes.
Just think what it's going to be like if it was a permanent fixture. Just think how much more money you could earn.
Yeah.
That is the end of Gaz's snippets. I like mine.
Any links?
No, I'm not going to go through links because I'd have to go.
Okay, very good. Just in case, I had to throw that in. I didn't have to.
No, you just did.
But I did.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about what Apple let loose on Tuesday. Gaz, gotta say.
Shouldn't take long.
It did not. I'm underwhelmed by everything that happened. They started off by announcing a new iPad Pro powered by the M4 chip. And this is the only device at the moment that has that new processor. And it's like, really? Really? So you're putting M4 chips, which supposedly has all of this AI goodness in it, for a device that currently can't really use it because you'll have to update the iPad OS to make it work, which isn't going to happen for a couple of months. So, yeah, not in new Macs. No, the iPad Pro. I saw this and I was like, oh my God, really? I could not believe that that's what they did. However, to get back on topic and not what is Guy thinking about it, these models feature an OLED display and come with options for 1 terabyte and 2 terabytes of storage, 11 and 13 inch display options that use marketing speak Ultra Retina XDR. And, you know, the previous one was just Ultra Retina, and that's like crap, because now it's XDR, Gaz. XDR. Moving on. It's thinner than an iPod Nano for anyone
extra definition for Retina.
Oh, is that what that means? Thank you. I now feel so much more educated. It's thinner, Gaz, because that's important. iPod Nano. Does anybody remember the iPod Nano other than old people like you and me?
I do.
Okay. And there's also an option for, here we go,
glass. Yeah. So there's some debate as to whether this textured glass is actually that great, especially if you then put protection on top of it. And there's a bit of debate as to how good that textured glass is and whether it actually does, you know, it feels a lot better, but some people are saying it doesn't work quite as well as it should do. But we'll see. I'm sure, yeah. You know, lots of
and does that also include new nano textured glass? Is that what they're talking about?
That's what you were just talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Well, because it costs more.
Yes.
I think it costs more to get like $150.
What, for the nano texture?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. But it's more money. Regardless, it's more money if you choose the nano textured glass.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
While you're just carrying on, I'm going to do a check because I thought it just had it.
But it is more.
It had it automatically.
I don't know how much more, but it is more. But that is supposed to give you even better low reflectivity, if that's a real word. And I'm sure it is, but I couldn't be sure. The 1 terabyte storage variant.
It is more. Nanotextured glass is more. Oh, now you're asking. I've got to go and do my selection because you can't just go to it, can you? Let me go with 11 inch. I'm going to go for a silver one. I'm going to go for the basic 256 standard glass. I can't get nanotextured glass on that version. So let me go to the 13 inch model and go for the 1 terabyte. Now I can get it. Let me go 256 if it wants that. Oh, it's the 256. It won't allow me to get the standard glass
on the low end model
unless I go for 1 terabyte. Whoa.
Which is going to cost a lot more. 1 terabyte
and 2. And it costs goes up £100 over here. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
But it's actually an additional tax because you can't get it with the lower models.
No, you can get it. Yes, it's an additional tax on top of the one, but you can only get it on the 1 terabyte and 2 terabyte versions.
Okay.
11 or 13 inch.
Okay. So speaking of the 1 terabyte model, Gaz, it has 16 gigs of RAM. I imagine a 2 terabyte does as well. While all of the other models have 8 gigabytes. And it's like, you know, again, the Apple tax for something as basic as 8 gigabytes of RAM, you have to spend, what would that be? Another $400, £400 to get that extra 8 gigabytes of RAM.
So if you're saying that the extra gig only comes with the larger version, then you are talking, the 512 gigabyte iPad is $1,199 in the UK. If you were then going up to the 1 terabyte, which gave you that extra RAM, you'd be paying $1,599.
So that's 400.
Yep.
Yeah, £400. 400. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, speaking of pricing, the iPad Pro starts at $999. However, if you fully load it up with every possible option, that goes up to $2,600 for a 13-inch iPad Pro. However, on the plus side, it comes available in a sleek space black color.
How much did you say it comes if you fully load it up?
$2,600.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but it's only as thin as an iPod Nano guy.
Oh, what was
you're
I
paying
thinking?
For that?
I'm going to get two, so thinness. It's thicker.
I've got to say, I was on for Mackay's only reaction time.
Yes,
you know,
I was going to mention. I forgot to mention it. I did hear that.
And I said, it is impressive, you know, the technology that they're squeezing into this and the ad that led to this getting thinner as well, you know, where everybody overly reacted completely incorrectly. Basically, you know, you could see where they're coming from with the ad and it is incredible technology. But, you know, I think that they're as good as they need to be now. You don't need to be making them thinner and thinner and, you know, unless there's an ultimate game that the thinness then becomes just a glass roll-up piece of glass, you know, screen that you carry around with you, rolled up. Like a scroll guy. That's where they're heading. They're a scroll. And you open it up and go, hear ye, hear ye.
Or go even farther back to Greek times. What's his name that created the, or that realized something about triangles?
Don't go there. Don't go there.
Yeah, because I'll just sound really stupid. So it's
are
those
you thinking
Greek
of
guys.
Pythagoras?
Yes, yeah, him, Pythy. He's a personal friend. I call him Pythy.
Yeah, as long as you don't call him Pikey, because we get told off for saying that in this country.
we get told off so often, every single week lately, by Mr. Cheesed Off, that I'm okay with it. I
bet he's not sent anything in this week. We'll be all right. I think we got away with it this week.
He's there.
Okay. Anyway, you're talking about the iPad Airs.
Yes. Well, no. I'm still on the Pro. Has cellular and Wi-Fi connectivity. And an ultra-wide camera in landscape mode, which is a change from what the iPad had before.
And that increase for the cellular goes up £200 in the UK. It's £2,299 for that. Or
for a radio.
That's not the lowest model. I'll pick the most expensive model here. So let me just go down in the cheapest model and see if that stays the same. Standard glass, £999. Yeah, an extra £1,999. Yes, an extra £200 just to have cellular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you have to pay for
really
extra.
Most people carry around their phones. Did you see I showed you just the case there?
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder why.
So, you know, you just link up to that, don't you? It's easy. I don't know.
That's the way it should be.
That's it. Excessive, I think. And maybe it's dear because they're not selling so many. So, you know, the cost will go up. But even so, come on.
It's ridiculous. I mean, my iPads have always had cellular because I like to just open it up and be on instead of doing the pairing, which is not hard to do. It's not hard to do at all. It's very easy to pair your iPhone to your iPad so that you can have outside connectivity beyond Wi-Fi. I've always chosen to have a cellular connection and pay more money for it. Because.
You're an idiot.
I'm an idiot. That should have been the title for the show. Guy is an idiot. The refresh rate is adjustable, but there is no always on display, which I didn't even know was a thing. But we're going to move away.
Yep.
We're going to move away from that, and I'm going to make those a little bit bigger. There we go. And we're going to move on to what, in my mind, was the most exciting part of the presentation, where there was the most stuff happening, which was the iPad Air. The new iPad Air comes with the M2 chip. I believe the previous one was the A15 or A16 processor, one of those. And it's in the same sizes as the iPod Pro with 11-inch and 13-inch. And that was something that I think we kind of gigged them on when we talked about, you know, the lead up to the presentation, that they had all these weird different sizes. So now the iPad Air and the iPad Pro both come in the same sizes, 11-inch and 13-inch. The 10.9-inch model is no more. And this is the first time they've offered the bigger size for the iPad Air. And as mentioned, it's using the M2 processor. It also, because I think the previous high was either 256 or 512 for storage, you can now get it with 1 terabyte. It comes in 4 colors that have lots of fancy names, but it's basically black, tan, blue, and purple. There's a Magic Keyboard also available in both sizes, and it supports the Apple Pencil Pro. It offers up to 10 hours of battery life, and the pricing begins at $599. Now, the reason why I said that I thought this was the most exciting part of the presentation is, honestly, unless Apple comes up with something AI related that's going to be exclusive to the M4, you're much better off just going with an iPad Air, because the, you know, I have an M1 iPad Pro. I have yet to tax that beyond its capability in the 2+ years that I've owned it. And the iPad Air, for a lot less money, is now giving you about probably double that performance that you could previously get on the M1 Pro for a lot less money.
Do you want me to say something?
Yes, I was hoping you would say something at that point.
The Air's thicker than the Pro, Guy.
It is. It is thicker than the Pro. Thank you for pointing that out.
Is it lighter?
Probably not.
Why is it called the Air, Guy?
I don't know. Honestly,
it makes no sense at all. So I'm going to get the iPad Air 11 inch, right? I'm going to get the iPad Pro 11 inch, and I'm going to scroll down and see if I can find a weight on here, because height, width, depth, weight, it's heavier, Guy. The iPad Air is not only thicker, so the height of the iPad Air, here's where it's smaller. On the 11 inch, it's 247.6 millimeters compared to 249 of the Pro. And that's the only place it wins. Its height is 3 millimeters shorter than the iPad Pro.
Go away, cat!
Yeah, I can hear it stepping on the
door. Can you hear it?
Yes, I can. I thought you was having a thunderstorm or something there.
No, anyway, it's Jelly wanting to get in. And it's like, no, Jelly, no.
It's a millimeter wider, the iPad Air. The depth is 6.3 compared to 5.3. The weight is 462 compared to 444 on the Pro. What which measurement?
Yeah, I mean, how much? I mean, is it like grams or what have you?
So the grams, it's 462 compared to 444.
Or so if it's about 20 Wi-Fi grams heavier. Oh my God!
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Picture carrying something that weighs 20 grams more all day.
No, but you're missing the point. The point I'm making is they call it the iPad Air because of its lightness and its size, but now the iPad Pro is iPad Pro Airish. But I get it. The one thing I did, and you're going to get onto the other iPads in a minute, so I can't say much about the iPad Air. They're all fabulous devices, all of them, including the one that I'm going to talk about in a minute or two.
Yes. Honestly, in my opinion, if you have any kind of iPad right now and you are looking to replace it, go with the Air. You know, and honestly, I would also wait until after WWDC.
Gary's shaking his head.
I'm going this way.
I'm shaking my head. No, I'm shaking my head. And the reason I'm shaking my head is you've got on here the regular iPad, no more ninth generation powered by an A14 processor. It's 10.9 inches only, and the price is from $350 to $650. Here's a point here. These have actually come down in price, the iPad Airs. They have come down in price. And in the UK, I've currently got an 8th generation iPad, and it does everything I need it to do. So unless you are really a creative and you're doing something, I wouldn't even go with the Air, Guy, because I might even get a new standard iPad. The reason being is that if I do a trade-in on mine, I can probably get, how much is it going to cost me to get
20
a new
pence?
One? What, my trade-in? Yeah. I can get £140 trading for my
old really?
One.
Nice.
Yeah, so that'll take it down to about let's go almost 350 if I go for the 256. If I could live with a 64 gig, I mean I'd be paying £200 for a new iPad
Air or for the regular?
No, the standard iPad, but it's like the iPad Air because it hasn't got the thick top and bottom, you know, the edges, the bezel at the top. And so I'm almost thinking, I'll just trade mine in. Why not?
Yeah,
because
you'll get a slightly faster processor.
I don't tax it at all. I don't tax it. So why not?
And honestly, I'm kind of in the same. I mean, I've had the iPad Pro M1 model for like 2 years. And if I was looking to replace it, and I'm not because it's just fine, I would probably go with the Air to replace it. But I have done different things than what most people, normal people.
Yeah. So if you're normal folks, have a look at the standard iPad. It's not a bad device, I've got to say. But if you're going to. Okay, everybody. So we're back. Well, we're not back because Guy's not back. What happened is all of a sudden his input just died completely. So it wasn't seeing any input in terms of voice for Guy, and he just disappeared off the planet. Well, he didn't, because I could see him and I could see his lips were moving, but nothing was coming out, which was quite funny for me and probably quite relaxing for the rest of the world. But Guy was getting just a little bit frustrated. So what we're going to do is I am going to actually give you my tip, because I'm going to go from a tip. I'm going to do a quick sign out just so that we can at least get something out to the wider world, because we're like that. We're really nice people. Honestly, we are. We are. Although Guy doesn't think that the Mac is a very nice thing at the moment. Anyway, unfortunately for Guy, he tried and tried and tried to come back on and he couldn't. So here we go. I'm going to jump in because I'm nodding my head.
Hit it.
That'll do. That's just hit it. I thought I had a longer version of that. Anyway, Gaz's tip. I love Apple's capability when it comes to taking screenshots. And I don't know about you, but I do use it often. But I usually take the screenshot or multiple screenshots, and I then want to get on with whatever I'm doing, either something else or using those screenshots. Well, the floating thumbnail seems to slow me down somewhat, as it seems to hang there and you have to wait for it to finish or click on it so that you can do something with a screenshot. Well, I don't want that. I don't want to wait for it to disappear. I just want for it to be ready and, you know, save on the desktop or wherever it is. I just want to get on. Well, there's a way to change that. If you click Command, Shift, and the number 5, you'll get the full screenshot option panel appear on your Mac. In that panel is an option called, guess what? Wait for it. Options. If you click on the options item, then you'll get a submenu that pops up. And near the bottom, it says there's an option saying, show floating thumbnail. If you uncheck this, and bingo, no more floating option appears when you're screen shooting. You'll also see in those options that you can actually decide where the screenshots go or are saved when you take them, if you don't want them clagging up your desktop. Bazinga! And that, folk, is the end of Gaz's tips.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's the end of Gaz's tips.
Okay, is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish? Gaz's tips.
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
See, I've got it. That's making, I can see Guy listening to this now. He's screaming and shouting at me for being able to do that. Anyway, I'm going to, I tell you what, if we did have a Mr. Cheesed Off guy, and if you've got it, pop it in now, because this is where it would naturally go. So I'm just going to go, Mr. Cheesed Off. Now, if Mr. Cheesed Off was put in there, I need to hear it at some point. Guy may well save it for a future one. So that piece that I just did could be totally irrelevant. Anyway, the next pieces that I'm going to do are not irrelevant. I'm going to do how you can contact me. Ever so easy. Just send an email to Gaz, G-A-Z, Gaz, at mymac.com or on the socials as Gazmaz, G-A-Z, Gaz, M-A-Z, Gaz, and just contact me. I'm all over the place. Mastodon, Threads, Counter Social, X, whatever it is. Instagram, just ping me, will you? You can also contact both Guy and myself on the X's, Guy and Gaz, which is G-U-Y-A-N-D-G-A-Z.
Cause.
See, I'm doing the Guy bit, aren't I? Anyway, you can also send an email to feedback, F-E-E-D-B-A-C-K, at mymac.com. You can also contact... Guy
says,
let's see if I can find that one. Can I find Guy says? I'm not sure.
Guy says
you can contact me on the emails guy@mymac.com or on the socials. You can contact him by going to Mac Parrot, probably, and Vert Shark. So that's Mac Parrot and Vert Shark. He's on all the counter socials, Mastodon and X's as well. Now, we also have a Google voice number, which is 703-828-4677. And I think this week we weren't quite good enough. We weren't quite smart enough. But even so, doggone it, people like us. And thank you so much for listening, downloading and listening. What is the most adorable angle? An acute angle.
Okay, and just to put an end cap on the show, because I don't want anyone to miss out on some of the wonderful content that we have, I'm going to throw in this little bit from Mr. Cheesedoff. So here it is.
Hello, Guy and Gaz, Mr. Cheesedoff here. Oh, give me strength. Now they're talking about banning TikTok in Europe. What's next, banning biscuits for being too crunchy? TikTok, yeah, where everyone from your grandma to your greengrocer is suddenly a dance sensation or a lip-sync superstar. And they want to ban it. Why? Because of beta concerns, they say. Oh, I'm so scared. As if Arthur Cotton hasn't already told you they were there for breakfast in excruciating detail. And get this, they think TikTok is a risk because it might be spying. Hello, the only spying I want in my life is trying to figure out who keeps stealing the good biscuits from the cupboard. Seriously, if you want to see David's content, just watch me trying to do one of those TikTok dances. Now that's a risk to public safety. Let's ban something really useful instead, like meetings that could have been emails. And how about socks that disappear in a wash? Too sensible? Anyway, who needs TikTok when we've got real life entertainment, like watching politicians try to use technology? It really cheeses me off.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Cheesedoff. And we apologize for just how screwed up this podcast got this week. We kind of went over it at the beginning of the show that for whatever reason, Apple has made some changes and it has totally screwed up stuff that we do in Audio Hijack and Loopback. And we're not the only ones affected. There's other people affected as well. But so Apple and Rogue Amoeba need to work something out so that this stuff works again. We'll talk more about this. Not next week, because I won't be on next week. But in the very, very near future, we will be talking about this. So thank you. Thank you all once again for having so much patience with us and downloading and listening to the MyMac.com podcast. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for downloading and listening to the MyMac podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the MyMac podcasting network, like the Tech Fan podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever, the Let's Talk podcast, Essential Apple podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo podcasts.